memorial service has been held in Oregon for 27-year-old Sergeant Ben Eisenberg. He died in Iraq on September 13th after the Humvee he was driving hit a homemade bomb that was buried in the road. Ben Eisenberg lived in Sheridan, a small town tucked in between the vineyards of the Willamette Valley. After graduating from high school, he joined the Oregon National Guard in 1995, then attended the Western Oregon University. Christian Foden Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting visited Sergeant Eisenberg's family and has this remembrance.
The Adamson Funeral Home in Sheridan is a converted one-level house on the road that runs through town. Inside, a slide presentation shows pictures of Eisenberg as a baby, at his birthday parties, and squeezed into a soccer uniform. Laid out on tables under dimmed lighting is the paraphernalia of his life, a large black cowboy hat, a bag of rocks he excavated during his geology studies, and a green jacket with a padded shoulder for his marksman competitions. Eisenberg's mother, Deanne, says the family has a long military history and a tradition of patriotism and service to the community.
He loved playing soldier and being an army man. That was just part of his growing up.
After graduating from university, Eisenberg worked for the Oregon Department of Forestry, fighting fires in the summer and maintaining trails in the winter. He met his wife, Rachel, over the internet on a Christian chat page. He was looking for someone to hike the Pacific Crest Trail. She was looking for a pen pal.
He didn't know I was a girl at first, but we started writing back and forth, got to know each other through letters, and didn't exchange pictures until several months later. I felt that I got to know him very well, and I didn't judge him by how he looked, which when I got his picture, I kind of laughed because his picture was kind of fuzzy, but his dog sure looked good.
Ben was a devout Christian, as is the whole family. Mom Deanne and Dad Robert says it has helped them deal with Ben's death.
I never worried about Ben. I knew that God was taking care of him, and God's plan wasn't my plan. I expected God to bring him home, but evil is everywhere. Accidents happen. I know they're in God's hands, so I have a peace.
This war is not about Iraqis and Americans, oil. This is a spiritual war. When the people who don't understand that, they need to just dig into their Bible and read about it. It's predicted. It's predestined.
Eisenberg's father says the naysaying about the war and its costs bothered his son.
Because Benjamin understood that this was a spiritual war, and he understands that our current serving president is a very devoted Christian also, Ben understood the calling was to go because the president had the knowledge and understood what was going on. And it's far deeper than we as people will ever really know. We don't get the information that the president gets.
Eisenberg had planned to go back to university to get his teaching credentials and teach high school science. He leaves behind his parents, a wife, two sons aged 4 and 2, a sister and 2 brothers. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden Wenzel in Portland.